friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 100, verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Amen, amen. Psalm 100, verse 2, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio on this October the 15th, 2015. How you doing? My name is Joey. Well, the Cardinals are officially out of the playoffs. Yes, the Cubs knocked them out just the other night. I'm sure you watched the game on Tuesday, and my wife and I were trying to cheering for the Cardinals. You know, I've spent most of my years cheering for the White Sox, but the White Sox haven't given me much to cheer about the last several seasons. But so I don't know who to root for, but you know what? I think I'm going to root for the Cubs now in the playoffs, mainly for my dad. You know, my father, just like any other Cub fan, have been waiting a very long time for the Cubs to be in the World Series, or at least the possibility of being in the World Series. So I'm going to cheer for the Cubs just for my dad, because I know he's pretty excited. But if you're not a baseball fan or sports fan, we still got things to be excited about. God's on the move here at Great News Radio. I'll tell you what. Not sure if you had a chance to listen this week. Monday and Tuesday, Mark interviewed Stan and Mary from Hooves of Hope Ministry. Great testimony. Wow. Hoovesofhope.net is their website. You can go back and listen to just their testimony and how God's really using their ministry, using horses. It's quite interesting. From Monday and Tuesday this week, yesterday, Mark and Jason talked about Isaiah 41. And then tomorrow, Mark kind of gave me a small preview of what he and Jason are going to be in the studio talking about. They're going to be studying Acts 19, going to be talking about the idols of life. So that's coming up tomorrow for the Friday edition and our 20th birthday celebration. As you know, we've been talking about it for a while now, taking place Thursday, April the 7th, 2016. Well, it's going to be held at Lincoln Square Mall. Now, we'll have lots more to say in the coming weeks and months, but we're just so grateful that, you know, the Lord's really answered our prayer and opened up a place large enough to fit as many people as possible. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But our 20th birthday celebration taking place Thursday night, April 7th, 2016 at the Lincoln Square Mall. So stay tuned for more details. Well, we got here. Hang on a second here. It took us about an hour to bring this thing into the studio. We got a ping pong table here. Let's bring it out. There you go. Okay, watch this. This is pretty simple over here. Now, as I'm going back and forth here, I feel like Forrest Gump. I love it. This is great. I just want to remind you here that the entry deadline for the Champaign County Table Tennis Club is taking place tonight. They're having a special 2015 fall open. Oh, almost missed that one there. They have a special Champaign 2015 Fall Open taking place this Saturday, but the deadline to enter is today. For more details, to be part of the Champaign County Table Tennis Club for their Fall Open on Saturday, just call 217-621-8255. It's hard to multitask, talk, and play ping pong here. Hey, let me grab this. There you go. That's awesome. 217-621-8255. Whew. Boy, I got a nice little workout today, I'll tell you. Now we got to bring the ping pong table out. Now, that's a whole another hour of my day. But, hey, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about fellowship. How important it is to have fellowship with other believers. We're going to be talking about that right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Salvation.
Today, thank you for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, and Executive Order 9981 came on July 26, 1948. This order, issued by President Harry Truman, ended the segregation of the United States Armed Forces. The policy proclaimed, and I quote, "It is hereby declared to be the policy of the President that there shall be equality of treatment and opportunity for all persons in the armed services without regard to race, religion, color, or national origin. This policy shall be put in effect as rapidly as possible." You know, friend, out of all the initiatives seeking to bring people together at that time, the U.S. militaries was one of the most successful, because these men put the nation's mission above their personal preference and trusted their fellow soldiers in battle with their very lives, no matter their race, no matter their color or national origin whatsoever. The integration that occurred with the U.S. Army can and should take place, friend, in the church as well, right? Today we're going to take a look at fellowship, why it's important to have fellowship with other church believers. You know, the word fellowship in the Greek is the word koinonia. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It has the basic meaning of having something in common with or being in association. It can be used in common language like business partnerships and even marriage relationships. So today we're going to take a look at three different types of fellowship that unite us with Christ and other brothers and sisters in the Lord. First, we share fellowship with Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful, who called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." You know, the foundation of any fellowship, friend, is being reconciled to God through Christ, and their reconciliation affects the whole of our lives. You know, before we came to Christ, before we had Christ in our lives, there was no way whatsoever for us to have a relationship with God. Of course, we might have prayed here and there, the emergency prayers or doing certain rituals, but we did not have a relationship with God because we never applied the blood of Christ in our lamps to wash us clean of our sins. 1 John 1, 3 and 4 says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. You know, such fellowship with God is at the very heart of what it means to be a Christian. Being a Christian is so much more than just religion. It's a relationship with Jesus. It is a walk of personal fellowship with the living God. So if we're going to talk about fellowship, we need to make sure we cover the foundational base that we share fellowship with Jesus Christ. How cool is that? Plus, we also share fellowship with Christ's people. Romans 12, verses 9 to 18 says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with one another. And I'll tell you what, friend. Among the many blessings of being part of the local church, an important element is fellowship. Oh my goodness, fellowship, fellowship, fellowship. You know, we were created to live in community with one another. Now, I know some of us are more introverts than others, right? I mean, we prefer sometimes to be alone, the introverts, compared to the extroverts, those who are more interactive with folks and so forth. But all of us, no matter if you're an introvert, extrovert, or somewhere in between, we were all made to live in community. And for clarification, fellowship is not just simply small talk on a Sunday morning. It's actually sharing our lives with one another, knowing and being known so we can, as what the Bible says in Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. If I can be honest with you today, in my experience as a pastor, you know, there are many people who come to church, what we call the EC Christians, those who just come on Easter and Christmas, you know, right? Mark it off my list. I got it done for the year, right? You know, and they get frustrated when nobody visits them, when they're having an appointment or when they have something going on. They get frustrated that the pastor or the deacons or the elders or whoever isn't there to visit them. Well, because they're not there at the church to let us know that they need a visit. They're not there to let us know that they have an operation coming up. They're not there to let the church body know that there is a need and I need some help. To rejoice with those who rejoice, you need to let us know that there's something to rejoice about in your family, in your life, right? To weep with those who weep, you got to fellowship with one another and let them know, I'm grieving today. Something, this is what's going on. You got to let people know. And that's all part of fellowship, friend. Fellowship. Vitally important. I know you can watch Charles Stanley on TV. I know you can watch Dr. David Jeremiah on Sunday. But you can't call Dr. David Jeremiah. You can't call Dr. Charles Stanley and use his shoulder to cry on when something tragic happens in your life. It's so important to be part of the body of Christ, friend. So, so important. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us all from all sin. Now, let me read that again, because sometimes we kind of skip over, because we've known, we quote it, we know this passage over and over again. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Friend, when we are walking with God, you will naturally want to be with God's people, right? But if you are not walking with God, you probably don't want to be around God's people. I have found that when you are in fellowship with God and getting into His Word, then you want to share it with other believers. You want to raise your hand and give a testimony. You want to share what God's doing in your life. You are excited. You want to be around other believers. But if we're not walking with the Lord, we most likely don't want to get around other church folk because we know we're going to be convicted, or we know we got to let go of that certain sin, or we know that we got to get things right. But when we're walking with God, you want to be with God's people. Fellowship, friend, is praying together. Fellowship is serving together. Fellowship is growing and aging together. These are the fibers of fellowship. Fellowship with God and fellowship with other believers, they go together. One last passage here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." Watch this. "Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Friend, let us not forsake assembling together. Fellowship is so, so important.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps. Never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. Do you feel that the Lord has forgotten your need? Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, become stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
He never sleeps.
Yeah.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger.
So rest in his love and cast all of your cares. So rest in all of your cares. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
Oh yes, Don Moen. reminding us that you and I, friend, through Jesus, we can go to our Heavenly Father anytime at 3 a.m., 3 p.m., because our God, He never sleeps nor slumbers. I love that. Great reminder today. Hey, I do thank you so, so much just for your time and your attention on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And just want to quickly remind you that we're still needing friends to be part of the 2020 Challenge as we enter our 20th year of broadcasting here at Great News Radio. Yep, we're just a young pup. Yeah, we're still knee-high to a grasshopper here at the radio ministry. No, we are just so grateful looking back at what the Lord has done over just the past two decades here at Great News Radio. And so we have this challenge on the table. Would you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months? We're listener supported. We don't air commercials. We don't receive checks from the government. We really do depend on God's grace and friends like you who financially support us. You can sign up for the 2020 challenge today at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Or if you prefer to talk to a live person rather than visit a website, yeah, you can sign up by calling Karen at 217-367-7777. Thank you so much as you pray and as you give to Great News Radio. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio are going to be taking a look at the book of Acts. Until next time, Fred, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.